This is the Funville 9, driven by AAA, the official podcast of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Here's your host, Trey Wilson.
Hello and welcome to today's Flying Squirrels pregame conversation. Today, I have a chat with one of the new members of the Flying Squirrels to start this 2024 season, pitcher Tanner Keast, who made his AA debut in Somerset a couple of weeks ago, and he has been pitching quite well out of the Richmond bullpen to start this 2024 season. And he's been on quite a journey to get to this point. He was originally drafted he was drafted once, didn't sign, drafted a second time by the Phillies, spent some time with that organization before going to independent baseball for a little while, went to the Twins for part of a season, and then he spent the last 5 or 6 years in independent baseball. He's pitched overseas as well, including most recently in the Dominican Republic this past winter. He's been all over the place. He's been on quite a journey. I even asked him in this conversation if he could name every independent team that he's played for in his career so far, because it is quite a long list. And the Giants signed him last year. He went to Eugene and opened up this season with Richmond, and that's the next step in his journey as he tries to carve his path to the major leagues. There's a little bit of an interruption in the middle of it. We're trying to find a quiet place to go in the ballpark, and at one point there's a helicopter flying by and a bunch of equipment being moved around off to the side, so we did have to start and stop a little bit. That's just part of the game day routine here in minor league baseball. But a good chat with Tanner Keast. Hope you guys enjoy it. We'll have more of these coming up over the next few weeks as we start to work our way into this 2024 season. And for today, here's my conversation with Flying Squirrels pitcher Tanner Keast. Today we are joined by one of the new Flying Squirrels who made his AA debut a couple of weeks ago and has been pitching the Richmond bullpen and has been pitching pretty well to start this 2024 season. Tanner Keast joins us today. Tanner, welcome to AA. Welcome to Richmond. You've got a few pretty solid outings so far under your belt. How are you settling in and adjusting, and how are you enjoying your time with the Squirrels so far?
Thank you. I'm really enjoying my time with the Squirrels. I think Richmond's a nice place. I really like our ballpark, and it's been fun to get things going.
So kind of settling into AA, it's a lot of guys here with a lot of experience, the batters that you're facing, but you've got quite a bit of experience too. Have you noticed, compared to some of the other stops that you've had along the ladder, has there been a little bit of an adjustment, kind of your first few outings so far, facing the hitters that you're facing here or anything like that?
I think the hitters are similar to what I faced this winter in the Dominican Winter League. I think that helped me kind of bridge the gap coming from high A last year to here. So I think that was really helpful. And I think I would say it's similar to those hitters.
Yeah, that had to be quite an experience. You were with Toros del Este, which I know they have a huge following. They're pretty popular. The atmosphere at those games looks like a ton of fun. What was that whole experience like going down there and pitching this past winter?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's a 50-game season, so every game kind of feels like a playoff game because, every last win counts from the time you say go. And obviously every baseball game you play is like that, but down there you really feel it with the atmosphere, with the fans and the teams, and it's a lot of fun.
So, playing here in the United States, coming up, you're from the United States, you play with teammates who are from different places in the world, but now the shoe, like for this past winter for you, is kind of flipped. You're an American playing in the Dominican Republic. You're a foreign player down there in that league. What's that whole experience like?
Yeah, so thankfully the team takes care of the imports. The team that I was on took care of the imports really well. We had transportation to all the games and pretty much everything that we needed, but I'd say the biggest difference is obviously the language, everything being in Spanish. Thankfully there were translators there, but having to learn how to navigate to get food and get where you're going and get the things that you need to get, that was the biggest difference.
I mean, that's a challenging enough when you're here in the States sometimes, just trying to get around in minor league baseball, trying to find lunch and things like that. Yeah, when you throw in a language barrier, it's got to make it a little bit tougher, but it's good that they give you guys some resources. So you've had a journey. You've been through a ton of places, even just here in the States, in affiliated baseball and minor in independent baseball. Can you name every team that you've played for in professional baseball? I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you think you can, like, are they all on the top of your head? It's been quite a few. I think it's something like 10 or 11 different indie ball teams.
Yeah, I think I can name them. Should I?
You want to give it a shot?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. Sussex County Miners, Lincoln Salt Dogs, Florence Freedom, Eastside Diamond Hoppers, St. Paul Saints, Milwaukee Milkmen, Fargo Moorhead Redhawks, New York Boulders, Joliet Slammers.
Yeah, I think that's all of them. Plus some time in the GCL, Cedar Rapids in the Midwest League for a little while, and of course playing a little bit overseas. You are well traveled at this point. So have you been able along this journey to like soak in some of these places that you've been and really appreciate the fact that you're seeing some places that you probably wouldn't otherwise see in life?
Yeah, I've definitely thought about that. Baseball has definitely taken me to a lot of places that I never would have otherwise saw, but I think it's been a really cool experience, and travel has definitely been a part of that. And I think it's cool to see other countries too, like going to Mexico last winter and the Dominican this winter, and just seeing how life is outside of the United States. And it gives you a different sense of appreciation too for the life that we have here.
Well, in the baseball field, your journey led you to the San Francisco Giants last season after you had been with Joliet in the Frontier League. They're in Frontier League, right?
Yes.
Well, how did you find out that the Giants were picking you up? I'm sure you were ecstatic, getting a chance to come back to affiliated baseball and get a chance to show what you can do here. But how did that whole process go?
Yeah, I was very excited. My manager in Joliet is a man by the name of Danny Schlereth, and he introduced me to my agent, Oscar Suarez. And Oscar Suarez had some connections with the Giants organization and was able to get those connections some data. And then I received a call from him about 2 or 3 days after that telling me that the Giants had picked up my contract. And it was a really, really cool moment, one I've been waiting for a long time.
Yeah, and they send you out to the complex at that point, I guess. Feel you out a little bit and then dispatch you out to Eugene. But first time throwing that Giants gear after the 5-6 years away from affiliated baseball. How good did that feel, kind of getting a chance to get back over to this side and start to climb back up this ladder?
Felt good. I took some pictures and sent them to my family for sure right away. It was just really, really cool feeling. I knew I still had a lot of work to do, but it definitely was a moment where I was able to be grateful and appreciate that just for a second.
What part of California are you from?
I am from Southern California. I went to high school in Yucaipa, California.
And then you played junior college, and then you did play for a 4-year school, or were you two different junior colleges?
I played at two junior colleges. My freshman year, I played at Riverside City College, and my sophomore year, I went to Chaffee College in Rancho Cucamonga, California. I wanted to be a starter. Previous school saw me as a reliever. They were right, but I wanted a chance.
Seems to be working out for you these days, throwing out of the bullpen. So, well, for you growing up in Southern California then, were you a Giants fan, Angels fan, Padres fan, baseball fan at all? If you were a Dodgers fan, we could just we can lie about it, you know.
Yeah,
not rile up the Giants.
I guess we could just say next question. But I mean, I was always a fan of the game of baseball. Always watched a lot of MLB Network and was really interested in the players and the teams. And always was a huge fan of the game.
Yeah, well, Giants seem like they see a lot in you, and we're excited to have you here in Richmond this year. Looks like you're off to a pretty good start, and hope that keeps going for you. Thanks so much for taking some time to chat, give a little introduction to our Richmond fans to you, and we'll catch up again somewhere down the road.
Thanks, Trey. I appreciate it, man.